Okay, so the big topic here is we've been discussing these ambulance chasers, these law firms, that every city has these, right?
All of them do. And sometimes when you're driving on the freeway, you see the same one in different states. And you're like, what?
Do what? Yeah, so it's like the companies that have like the billboards. They're on the sides
television
of buses. Yeah, it's everywhere. And they're basically looking for these surefire cases, right?
Yeah, I think the promise is also that you don't pay until they get paid.
Oh,
you
right.
know, like that kind of thing. So they only take ones that they know that they can invest the time in because they're going to get paid.
Right.
And then they probably take half of your money.
And so you thought that you had a direct case for them.
I mean, look, I feel like when you sign up and log on to a Lyft or Uber and you're drunk, you should have a sober person pick you up. And it should
be as cut
and dry as that. And I think that because these companies are allowing drivers to simply turn an app on and get in their car and go pick people up, there's a liability there.
Absolutely.
And there's a responsibility to make sure that there are ways to prevent it from happening. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there are apps on the iPhone that you can do a breathalyzer with. Like at the very least, they could make it so that every 15 minutes, if you've got your app running, you have to, you know, do a breathalyzer that goes in through the API or something just to verify
or
that you're not drunk.
Every hour, 15 minutes.
Every hour. Like, yeah, whatever. But I think there are technological ways for them to protect the customer, and they're not doing it. So I want to make a stink about it.
Well, so what happened? Let's talk about this. It was the big grand opening of Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row.
Yes.
Who is both a part of it. We both work for Dierks in some way. But you obviously went.
We shut it down.
We did shut it down.
I mean, it was meant to be a party.
For sure. It was. And so there was a lot of alcohol consumed.
There was a lot of alcohol consumed. And then.
But you're responsible.
Yep. I took a Lyft over to. Oh, and by the way, I specifically was taking Lyft because I was so angry about the corporate culture at Uber that I was not taking Ubers. Like, I've like sworn off Uber.
Okay.
So I took a Lyft to another bar and I closed that one down.
Oh, dang.
Yes.
Big night for you.
And then I called a Lyft to go home. And
okay.
It was, you know, the bar was closing. It was 2:00 in the morning. And my
and
driver picked me up. It was 10
January?
Degrees out. It
oh
was
gosh.
In January or February,
I can't
something.
Remember. A cold
it was
night.
Really cold. And my Lyft picks me up. We're driving. We're going up this infamous road in East Nashville called Gallatin that the cops love to line, you know,
right.
after the bars. And we're riding, and I noticed that there's a cop riding behind us with its lights on. And at first, I wasn't sure if it was for us, you know, you just never know when they're going to pass. And then I realized this cop is staying behind us. So I said something to my driver, I think there's a cop behind you. And then, so he pulled over and he actually got.
Like with his lights on?
Yeah, he had his blue lights on.
And he wasn't stopping?
Was not stopping.
Oh,
and
God.
So the you know, he's asked to step out of the car, and the cop said, do you know how fast you were going? He was driving 50 and a 30, and apparently was swerving.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't notice any of that because I was drunk.
Right.
But then I thought, I'd never witnessed a field sobriety test before, except on TV. So, it's you know, that is what it is. But so I witnessed him getting his field sobriety test, and to me, it looked like the cop was doing everything he could to make this guy fail.
Oh, really?
You know, it just looked like every time he passed, he would make it more complicated.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know. Maybe he was doing it right. But the next morning, oh, well, let's wait. I won't fast forward. So then I'm sitting in the car for an hour with no heat. It's 10 degrees. They cart him off. He gets taken away. And then
they took him like straight to jail.
They took him away. Yeah.
Just left
Booked
his car.
Left his car on the side of Gallatin
left
Road.
Left you sitting in the car.
Left me sitting in the car. And then they, you know, realized there was a passenger.
Oh,
and they
God.
Came and got me out of the car, patted me down.
Oh, God.
Put me in the back of a cop car, which, by the way, I'd never been in. And there's no cushions on the seat. It's just like, it looks like the back seat of a normal car, but it's just hard plastic. And the leg room is non-existent.
Well, that's just adding injury to insult right there. Is that the way you say it? Or is it just say it
insult
backwards?
To injury.
Oops. Okay.
I mean, if you're mixing things, it can be either way, I guess. But then they dropped me off at my house at 3:30 in the morning, and they aren't allowed, I guess, I don't know if they're not allowed to, but he did not pull into my driveway, which meant he had to stop in the middle of the road, which meant he had to turn his blue lights on.
So all your neighbors, so all my neighbors, anyone like, could have seen.
Yeah, see that's me embarrassing. Getting out of the back of a cop car in front of my house.
Tarnishing your reputation.
I mean, I am important. JK. But anyway, on my block I am.
You're not in that neighborhood.
I was. But anyway, so it's now I have to use. Oh, and then I went home and passed out.
Uh-huh.
And I woke up to like a $48 charge for this, you know, ride.
From the Lyft?
From Lyft.
They and had the audacity to charge keep charging me. You?
So then I sent them an email and, you know, like I wake up to like pee and probably throw up in the morning. I'm so drunk. Wow. And then, I see the charge, Mom. And I fire off an email and I said, oh no, I'm not paying this. My driver got a DUI last night with me in the car. And then I go back to sleep. And like 15 minutes later, I'm awoken to my phone ringing and it's Lyft calling. And they obviously negated the charge and they gave me a $20 credit that was good for 60 days.
That was what they did for your troubles?
And I finally told them to leave me alone, that I was seeking legal counsel. And then I got a call from like a supervisor to which I didn't answer. And then they emailed me and I never responded. And then I got subpoenaed to go to court three times by the state was suing him, you know. So I got subpoenaed to go to court. I had to go three times, miss work, and I paid $15 to park each time. So I lost the $20 credit, but I'm $45 in for going to court for this guy. And finally I said to the DA, I'm not coming back. Like the lawyer keeps extending the case and this is a waste of my time and money.
And you didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything.
Wrong.
I was a witness.
You were just a witness.
I was a witness. So
let's talk about your legal counsel. So we spoke about the ambulance chasers earlier in this episode, and you decided that was your best route to approach one of these ambulance chasers.
Well, you know, I did it for like comedic purposes. I mean, he's like the biggest celebrity in Nashville, Bart Durham. Like,
well, I mean, that's a really bold
local
statement.
Celebrity.
I bet you
there are people in town that know who he is and don't know who Garth Brooks is.
I mean, there's a lot of celebrities that live here.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's a pretty big celebrity.
You.
Yeah.
To you.
I did have lunch across the table from him one day and was literally sneaking pictures of him.
Okay.
So I was like,
so you're a fan.
I was fangirling. Yeah.
So that was essentially why you wanted to call him.
Yeah.
But you also thought you had a real case.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I haven't even applied to law school, more or less gone to a day of it. So who knows what I know, but I feel like there should be a case and it's more of a send them a scary letter so that they should pay me to go away because I think it's more of a PR nightmare for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's like when women are assaulted, I think it's very easy to feel like, oh my God, I'm the only person this has ever happened to. And
right.
Then you tell your story to the media and then the dominoes fall and you find out like, this is a problem. It is happening all over the place. And I would venture to say that there are probably plenty of Lyft and Uber drivers out there that should not be driving.
So when you approached said ambulance chaser law firm, what happened?
They referred me to another law firm.
So they didn't want your case.
They did not want my case. And I wish I could remember what it was called because it had a really funny name too. I guess
we're beeping all of those out.
But. And then I tried another one of the ambulance chasers. No one would take my case. I think it's they want things that are really cut and dry and where you are like physically hurt. Because
didn't you have whiplash or something?
I mean, I wish I'd gone to the hospital and. Or I wish I'd started seeing a shrink right after or something for pain and suffering.
Well, here today on this episode of Act Casual, we've decided to follow up, although this is a year later. Isn't there some sort of like limitation?
Statute of limitations is probably expired. But you know what? This is for comedic purposes
now. Well, just
now.
For shits and giggles. Let's be real here.
Yeah.
We're going to follow up with these ambulance chasers and see if they have changed their mind and want to take your case.
We're going to find a lawyer as shady as the shade under that tree.
What if we become multimillionaires from this?
I mean, it'd be amazing.
At casuals all day.
At casual.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, just kidding. Turns out we can't use that because we recorded somebody without their permission.
Who knew that's illegal? So you cannot record someone and put it out to the public without their permission. So
knowing that, like, she probably wouldn't give us permissions, we knew it was... futile to call back and try and accomplish it. So,
but I really wanted you guys to hear. I know you did too. So we did a reenactment, and Chip is going to be himself. He's playing the part of himself and also the anonymous receptionist.
Here's that call. But there have been so many like cases of, it's a rideshare situation. My driver was arrested and charged with DUI when I was in a Lyft, and it's
gotcha.
Sort of scarring. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And he's, I believe, was convicted.
Right. So did you say that you called our firm before, or did you already give them information on your case, or is this the first time that you're calling about this specific matter?
I called about this, but I can't remember who I spoke to.
Oh, that's okay.
And it was probably a year ago at this point, if not longer.
Gotcha. Okay. So I don't have anyone available from our legal team to take your call right now, but what I do want to do is take down your contact information so we can reach you regarding your case.
If Bardorm calls me back, I'm going to die.
And then they can give you a call back and discuss your case a little bit more with you. So can I have your name?
Yeah, it's Chip Dorsch. That's D-O-R-S-C-H.
Perfect. And what's a good callback number for you? Okay, I'm going to write that down, and then I'm going to throw it away. But let's keep pretending that someone cares. Is your first name spelled C-H-I-P?
Correct.
Okay. And the last name is D as in David? O-R-S-C-H?
Correct.
And the phone number as in...
Correct.
Awesome. And what would you say is the best time to reach you?
I mean, I'm pretty around anytime, you know, but before 10 p.m., but I can't imagine you work that late. Maybe Bart
does.
Okay,
perfect. And do you also have an email address? That's another way of corresponding?
Yeah.
So that's the first and your last name? At... okay, perfect. And you said that the rideshare driver was convicted of DUI, correct?
Yes. And I think they were also charged, I don't know if they were convicted, but it was reckless endangerment as well of me as the passenger.
Uh-huh. Right. And did that lead to him getting into, you know, him getting into an auto accident, or was he just pulled over?
Pulled over and then...
Charged with a DUI.
Yeah, it was just pulled over, and then I was left in the cold for an hour sitting in the back of a car and then dropped off at my house at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
So it was a little humiliating, too.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Let me just jot that stuff down. Okay, so I've noted that you need a call back. That way we can get you a little bit more information. Is there anything else you want me to relay here in the message to our legal team for you?
No, I think that's it. I would just like to see if there's a case there. You know, I just see that these companies are constantly messing up, and I feel like there's a big hole here that they possibly can allow people to be drunk while driving drunk people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Of course.
The whole point is that they're sober.
So I'll go ahead and send this over to my legal team, and I'll have someone give you a call back
as soon
as possible. That would be amazing.
Thank you, Eileen.
Okay? Yeah, of course. You have a great rest of your evening.
You too. At casual. Oh my God, I literally just dropped the mic.
So that was the call.
That was it.
The anonymous receptionist.
The anonymous receptionist. You know, I'm pretty sure my information was balled up and crumpled and thrown away.
Well, what the people should know is that a week went by after that call and you received no callback.
Not even an email.
I mean, that's rude.
Yeah.
I feel like, do they not have to get back to everybody? I guess not. They probably get called all day.
No, they're chasing money.
Well, we wanted to know if you really do have a case, though. So we made another call We told him he was recorded.
We did tell him he was recorded.
After the fact. But he said, okay. And he's a real lawyer. Not that the other ones aren't real lawyers, but he's serious and he's not just trying to get money.
He's not an ambulance chaser, no.
Correct. Here's that call.
Yo.
Yeah. So I just recalled that you were getting a ride home late at night and the guy got pulled over for being drunk and you were left there and had to get a ride home and all.
Yeah. I mean, I got taken home by the police after being patted down and put in the back of their car.
Right.
Blue lights flashing.
So anyway, yeah, you have no case.
But why? Sorry, this is Kelly.
This is Hi. Kelly.
No injury, no damages.
What, yep. What about his pride, his reputation with his neighbors when he got dropped off in a police car?
Well, I mean, that happens from time to time. I can't think of a cause of action other than perhaps false arrest or false imprisonment that you but I mean, he didn't hold you against your will on purpose. He held you against your will because he got a DUI.
So I could sue him for false imprisonment because he left me in his car for an hour?
Well, I mean, I guess you could have called another Uber or something. You were free to go, supposedly.
No, the cops wouldn't let you go, would they?
Well, no, I just kind of sat there because I didn't know what to do. I thought it would be weird if I, like, popped out of the car.
The truth comes out.
Well, I was also so drunk that, like, I wasn't really keeping a watch on time. but, I mean, to me, it's more about, I would think if Lyft did anything, it would just be to shut me up so that they were saving their asses in a PR nightmare, a potential PR nightmare.
Right. I mean, that's one of many. I mean, you've got sexual assaults, you've got robberies, you've got kidnappings, you've got all kinds of much more serious problems that they're worried about than your DUI, which probably happens all the time.
Yeah. So we're low on the totem pole with our argument.
But that, I mean, that's the point, though. He said, which probably happens all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, so basically, someone needs to die at the hands of the driver for them to even care, which is scary.
It's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably an overstatement.
Is that your legal opinion?
Yeah. Well. They're concerned about injuries by accident. They're concerned about, you know, rapes and murders and accidents that result in death, too. But to say that's all they're worried about is probably an overstatement.
Right. Right.
Well, all
I guess
right.
I'm not getting rich off of this one.
No, I mean, if he'd have gotten into a wreck and you'd have been injured, you would have a case.
Better luck next time, Joe.
Better luck next time. I got to pick my drunk drivers better.
Well, that was devastating.
Well, I'm not getting rich.
Guess not. No case. I thought for sure you had something.
Well, you know, I do think it is. I think it's more about the PR side of it. And, you know, trying to get to the right person at this place.
Should we just send them this podcast?
I mean, maybe we should. tag them.
All in all, I think the moral of the story is sadly you're not getting rich, which is so sad. But it does make me wonder, do they need to up maybe the legal protocol or the legal, what do you call that? When the screening process?
The processes, yeah. And honestly, it's like, look, I don't think that it needs to be a laborious process for these people to go out and drive. I think it's awesome that it's a flexible job and it's a lot of people were making money that weren't making money, but I want to feel safe.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's too much to ask that, you know, maybe through the API, there is some way to use one of these breathalyzer apps that connects with the driver's app.
Even if it's certain hours of the night, maybe like, if you're a night driver, I don't know. There's got to be something.
There has to be a solution.
But that does feel like punishing everyone for the mistake of one kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess better safe than sorry.
Right.
Also, I can't believe you sat there for an hour and no one was like making you.
I know.
I learned this fact just now.
I know. It's in hindsight, I probably should have just gotten out of the car. And I mean, I could have walked home in that time.
Yeah, for sure.
I could have walked home in 10 minutes.
But that, speaking of dangerous, right. I mean.
Right.
And it was freezing outside.
It was cold
out. Maybe you were just trying to stay warm.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, I don't even think I realized it was an hour until it was all said and done.
Until you were in the back of a cop car.
Right.
What do you guys think? Do we have a case? Maybe we should make some more calls. I don't think we do, but email us at casual@velvetsedge.com with your thoughts. Chip, sorry about your luck, man.
Hey, and be careful while acting casual.
That, if that is not a note to take away from this, I don't know what is. Happy Friday, everybody. We'll be back next week with a new Act Casual.
Act Casual.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Act Casual on Velvet's Edge.
We'll be back every Friday with your Act Casual topic of the week. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to ensure that you are the first to hear each episode.
Also, we want to hear from you. What are some things that make you want to scream act casual, or just topics you think we need to discuss? Email us at actcasual@velvetsedge.com. And always remember,
act casual.